Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. In Brooklyn last night, a retired cop rushed to a pizzeria to help a friend in trouble. That retired officer is now dead. Darius Ratzius with more this morning from Kensington. Darius?
A tragedy hits this community where a retired cop is shot dead by a friend's gun during a struggle here at East 3rd Street and Church Avenue. Regina Uden tells ABC 7 she's the cop's friend.
And then when I started seeing like cops, then I ran here with one of my friends. And then I just see him like on the floor.
Police identified the retired cop as 57-year-old Thomas Marinin. Deputy Chief Joseph Gulata says the shooting happened at around 7:30 Monday night.
33-year-old male was involved in a verbal dispute with the 86-year-old male in the vicinity of the Court's Corner Pizzeria, which is directly behind me. At one point, the 57-year-old male and another male, who was 53 years old, came to the aid of the 86-year-old.
The PBA says Marinin kept protecting and defending his community, even in retirement. Darius Ranzi's 1010 Winds in the Kensington section of Brooklyn.
The Amber Alert issued yesterday for 9-month-old Mee Angel Gaines has been canceled. She was apparently taken by her father, 22-year-old Antonio Armstrong, who does not have custody but does have an order of protection against him. The girl was taken from her home in Harlem and was dropped off at a firehouse on the Upper East Side about 10 hours later, but apparently not by Armstrong. She was taken to a hospital to be checked out. Cops are still looking for Armstrong. There's a law in the books in New Jersey known as Jones Law, named after Joan D'Alessandro, who was 7 years old when she was murdered in 1973. Now the high school chemistry teacher who did it has finally died, as Glenn Shuck reports. Live this morning from New Jersey. Glenn?
And Lee, Rosemarie D'Alessandro got the call from the Bergen County prosecutor that Joseph McGowan had died in prison this past Saturday. It was Rosemarie that had fought to create Jones Law back in 1998. Her mission as a mother, she says, it mandates life in prison for anyone convicted of murdering a child in New Jersey under the age of 14 during a sex crime. Now, she tells 1010 Winds her feelings when she got that phone call.
I had to get some breaths. I took some deep breaths, because I could tell that I was starting to feel funny inside, like not shaky, but a little bit. It was like a bit of a shock.
Now, Joan D'Alessandro was just 7 years old in April 1973, Lee, when she went out to deliver Girl Scout cookies here in Hillsdale and never came home. Her body found several days later on Easter Sunday that year. As you mentioned, it was a high school teacher, McGowan, who killed her. He lived just three doors down from their family and never showed any remorse. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, live here in Bergen County.
New York State is now at 68.6% of adults with at least one dose of COVID vaccine. And when that number gets up to 70%, Governor Cuomo says some great things will happen.
And then we can lift the capacity restrictions, social distancing, the hygiene protocols, the health screenings, the potential tracing.
And masks will only be required per CDC guidelines, but he adds that large-scale event venues, pre-K to 12 schools, public transit, homeless shelters, correctional and health care facilities, and nursing homes will be exempt from the lifting of restrictions. And with temperatures in the 90s, Governor Murphy has granted a dispensation to the students and teachers of New Jersey.
School officials are empowered to relax masking among students and staff in their buildings given extreme weather conditions, and we hope they will make the right calls for their educational communities.
What he's trying to say is you can take your mask off in school in New Jersey if it gets too hot. Federal investigators looking into Governor Cuomo's handling of COVID-related nursing home deaths have reportedly subpoenaed his top aides. The Wall Street Journal reports the U.S. Attorney's Office in Brooklyn wants contracts and other materials pertaining to the book Cuomo wrote about what a great job he did handling the pandemic. The governor reportedly got more than $5 million for the book, which has sold about 50,000 copies so far. That works out to about $100 a copy. A New York One poll that has Eric Adams with a 6-point lead over Andrew Yang finds that crime is the top concern of New Yorkers, and that may be what's giving Adams, a former cop, the edge. Adams says his opponents want to talk about long-term solutions to crime, not what's happening right now.
I need to keep my residents safe now. I need to make my subway system safe so that people can get back into office spaces without feeling as though they're going to be pushed on the tracks.
But he says he would not return to Giuliani-era policing. However, he also wouldn't continue the de Blasio administration's policies. Rather, Adams says he would go with Dinkins-era policies. Asked what he proposes to do about the rising crime in the city, Mayor de Blasio says the state should provide more housing and employment help for people being released from jail. Assemblywoman Maritza Davila of Brooklyn has come up with a bill that would require the State Department of Corrections to come up with a comprehensive discharge plan for each parolee. But that's not going to happen anytime soon, with the legislature adjourning for the summer at the end of the week. Shootings in the city are up 77% year over year so far this year. Murders are up about 18%. Cops in Queens say they have arrested the man who punched a 75-year-old Asian-American woman in the face for no apparent reason last month. The victim suffered a broken eye socket. This happened on 57th Avenue near 97th Place in Corona. 24-year-old Christian Batista is charged with assault, but not as a hate crime. Police say Batista didn't say anything to the victim before he slugged her in the face. His friends will be marking Justin Wallace's 11th birthday at his home in Far Rockaway today. Justin won't be there, though, because he was shot to death over the weekend. His friends plan to release balloons and place candles in front of the home where he was killed when some of his relatives and his neighbors got into an argument over a shared driveway. His friend Kale Lundgren says she got a text from Justin about 4 hours before he died. She tells the New York Post it read, "Roar, I'm a dinosaur." No arrests so far. There's a $10,000 reward up for information. This is primary day in New Jersey. Unlike last year, you can vote in person at voting machines this year. New Jersey and Virginia are the only two states with an election for governor this year. All 120 seats in the state legislature are also up. Polls are open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. A bus slammed into a townhouse in Brooklyn yesterday. 13 people were taken to the hospital, but they'll be okay.
It was a B-49 bus, which was going south on Bedford Avenue, when it veered to the left and went onto the sidewalk at the corner of Lincoln Road and then hit the townhouse. Prentice Mitchell saw it happen and went to help the passengers.
The people were coming down. One lady was a little hurt. We got her off the bus. Then everybody else was decent. They were able to walk down themselves.
He says the driver told him the brake pedal didn't work. But there's this from MTA bus president Craig Cipriano.
Doesn't appear to be any kind of mechanical defect that caused this incident.
He says they're looking into the possibility that the driver's foot got stuck between the pedals. The MTA says the driver has had collisions, but nothing remarkable. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Prospect Lefferts Gardens.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.